Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bikes for Tykes, a 48-hour bike drive launched yesterday. And joining us to talk more about it is Mike LaMartina. He is Events and Experiences Director here at KMOX and Entercom St. Louis. Thank you for being with me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the bike drive, how we got involved in this, and the importance of this in the community.
Yeah, it's something that we kind of came up with on a whim last year. You know, we have this giving season period of time every year, and there's so much going on, and, you know, from the light displays to the carriage rides and the trees and the ice rinks, there's a lot of things that are very positive for families to take part in, but there's also a great need. And, you know, we kind of identified last year that there was a lane that needed to be filled during this period of time where we were doing more to activate these large audiences that we have and really turn all of that passion for doing things with their families into ways of helping others. And so Out of that came, we had an existing partnership with the Toys for Tots and the Marines and Semper Fi Society here in St. Louis. And we wanted to kind of take a different look at the toy drive model. And we came up with the Bikes for Tykes program, which is geared towards collecting new bikes and helmets for children in the St. Louis area. And then they're distributed through the Toys for Tots and Marines program.
I thought that was interesting, too. I noticed that in the materials that not just the bikes, but we need the helmets, too.
Yeah, and that's important. I mean, you know, I have small children. I know a lot of people do. And when you buy them their bike, regardless of our ages, and when we were riding around with no helmets going down the steepest hills in town on ice, probably, it's so important, you know, as you raise your kids and as kids are, you know, growing up, that they're safe. And, you know, we've had some outstanding partnerships, too, and we're fortunate to have SSM Physical Therapy as a partner for this campaign, because they're very focused on that concussion safety. You know, small children falling off of bikes as they learn, or, you know, older children. We're collecting bikes, obviously, for everyone up to age 18. So it's just that concussion prevention is so important to the development of children, and, you know, what we're doing to help not only provide a wonderful bike, but also put them in the habit from a young age that safety is important as well.
I think for most of our listeners, when we hear about this, we think, yeah, what a dream as a kid to have a bike under the tree. But it's a big ticket item compared to some other toys.
Yeah, the Toys for Tots program does a fantastic job of collecting toys, you know, large and small, all over the country. And in St. Louis, we've been proud to be partnered with them for a number of years here and really push into big drives at the end of their campaign to help and, you know, call out the needs of the age groups that we're deficient in. And that's always really moving to know that we're providing toys, but the bike is something that is a bigger ticket item, and it takes a larger commitment from the public. But you know, the reward and the gratitude from the children and what you feel in that donation process is entirely different. And you know, we saw a lot last year, and we've seen already this year. You know, the families that are doing this, they're bringing their children with them to the drive, and they're bringing a bike with their children, and they're teaching the lesson of giving. And that's also so important. We're certainly helping these children to have bikes who don't otherwise have the means or the expectation of receiving something this wonderful. But this is also providing a learning experience and a developmental experience for kids as their families engage them in this giving process. And that's almost as awesome to see as the sea of bikes and who these are going to.
Now, obviously, this weekend is the big final push for this, but there have actually been collections up until this point for the past few weeks, correct?
Yeah, we kicked this off a little over a month ago with our partner Sugarfire at their Valley Park 141 location. We did kind of the official opening to giving season, and you know, that was on a Tuesday, and it opened up this whole campaign period. We have a number of partners who are, you know, very active in the community and prominent businesses who have jumped on board with us. And they've been running different programs for this whole month that generate funds. And those funds are then turned into bike purchases or helmet purchases that we've secured. And then you'll see at the event, as you see today, you know, a lot of volunteers come out here and they help. And all these boxes and all this money raised leading up to this point has turned into bike purchases that are not assembled. So volunteers are out here in our assembly bays. They're helping to assemble bikes. You see all the sea of bikes on display. You see the boxes of helmets and we're still accepting toys too. This is also still a Toys for Tots drive, but that's pretty remarkable to see that, you know, other businesses and other companies are turning their messages this way too. And, you know, at times it's, you know, they're taking right out of their profits and proceeds and tallying it up. And, you know, over a 4 or 5 week period, we've had some remarkable fundraising, and it's turned into, you know, this mid-cycle of this drive, a really, really awesome visual.
That's a blessing just in itself to have a bike assembled for a family. I say that kind of jokingly, but I mean, that is crazy to try to assemble a bike sometimes. So to have all this done by volunteers is really amazing. Now, for this weekend, do you want people to bring pre-assembled bikes? Is that the goal, if that's what they're donating?
You know, we'll take them both. We'll take them in boxes, because a box is often easier to put into the trunk of a car or into the back seat. But we'll also take pre-assembled bikes. The key here is following kind of the requirements of Toys for Tots. The whole mission behind that is new, unused, unwrapped toys. We're obviously opening the box to assemble the bike, but we're not taking lightly used at this point. We may grow to that point, but right now it's about the new product, the new helmet, the new bike. We are here at the H.H. Gregg parking lot in Gravois Bluffs for this weekend. That's where you see our big stage and all the signage and this bike display. We're relatively close to a lot of retail here, and we've actually worked out a program with Walmart down the street right across 141, and they have built displays and a significant amount of inventory for us, and we have Marines and staff out in front of Walmart. So if you do want to donate a bike, you can go down there, you can buy it in Walmart, we'll put it in the vehicle, we'll haul it up here for you, and you know, then it'll get assembled up here, or you can meet us up here as well. We tried to make this as easy on the public as possible. We do also still have our donation site open at kmox.com/bikes, where you can click and just donate to the Toys for Tots program. Those funds, while they will go through the weekend, they would then be used to purchase toys, bikes, and helmets after the drive as the season continues.
And I assume for the drive, if someone just isn't able maybe to purchase a whole bike, they could bring what they're able to bring in a monetary donation?
Sure, or you can bring a toy. I mean, we're accepting toys, we're accepting helmets, bikes. The Marines are on site out here accepting cash checks as well, you know, just monetary donations. Anything helps. Everything's appreciated.
Okay. Well, Mike, just give me just kind of the rundown again of the address and where people can come in the hours.
Sure. We're out here. Today we'll be here from 8 a.m. till about 7 p.m. on the H.H. Gregg parking lot right across from Lowe's and Schnucks and Gravois Bluffs, just west of 141. So that's today's hours. Tomorrow we'll be back out here Sunday from 8 to 3, we wrap at 3. We started yesterday with a big kickoff event at 3 o'clock on Friday with a parade of Silverados coming down the street from Jim Butler full of bikes that with some of the funds that they've raised and bikes have been dropped off there. It was quite an awesome spectacle. You can see it on our social media and on the website. But we're out here collecting everything through those time periods, and you can come out at any point in time. And if you want to volunteer too and just come out and help assemble bikes, absolutely welcome to. You don't have to be an expert. We've got people that are running around helping. Lowe's has donated a ton of tools for us to put these things together. So, you know, we thank the public. We thank our partners. It's an amazing time to be doing things for kids like this. And this is definitely something that is going to continue on our behalf.
All right, Mike, thank you. And Merry Christmas.
You got it. Merry Christmas to you.
And that is Mike LaMartina. He is Entercom St. Louis Events and Experiences Director. It just kind of makes me excited to think of all those bikes that are out there and all those kids that are going to have a special Christmas because of everything that you have done. So we have to thank everybody for all the work that you've done to go out and get those bikes, or if you've donated money online, and those of you that are planning to go out this weekend, we really do appreciate it. And we know there's a bunch of kids that do as well. KMOX News Time is 7:29.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.